Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs Mitch Holtis as we've got your game recap for the Chiefs preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Picked up the win 41-39. A lot of fireworks in this game. What are your initial thoughts, Mitch?
Well, first of all, I thought Hank Stram came back. We were kidding Lenny during the radio broadcast. This was an old AFL preseason game, man. You get 80 points in a preseason game. The thing that I'm most excited about, BJ, was the explosive plays. To get a 63-yard kickoff return from Albert Wilson, an incredible 80-yard punt return from Dat. You get a 69-yard touchdown where Travis Kelce ran away from the DBs of Cincinnati. And then you get to two pick sixes. But to get that many explosive plays is exciting. We all know Jamaal Charles. Last year, 43% of the advances, 35% of the total offense. None of that changes. We know he's going to play at a high level. Now he's got help. You got more cards in the deck for big plays and the threat of big plays, and that just changes everything for this team.
I think in talking about Kelce in particular, something we talked about at training camp is when you looked at this tight end group on paper, there wasn't a lot there. Anthony Pisano last year was dinged up a little bit. Travis Kelce missed most of the season, but you saw come out here tonight, and it wasn't just the running away from the DBs on that touchdown. His first catch, it took three or four guys to drag him down. He was pushing off that knee. I think the questions about his knee after that play and then running away on the touchdown, questions are done, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's no question about his toughness, and there's no question about his athletic ability. If he stays healthy, he just brings, man, three more pages or more to this playbook. And then you throw in DeAnthony Thomas. And here's the thing. Niall Davis was really good tonight, really good. So was Cyrus Gray. But what you and I have been watching for over 2 weeks now in St. Joe, to me, manifested itself on the field. That's what Cyrus has done every day. Dat's done that every day. Albert Wilson's done it every day. And so there's just more pieces here than were here last year. And it's all exciting because there's just way more pressure now that this team can put on opponents.
And speaking about that DeAnthony Thomas return, I actually just got done talking to Dustin Colquitt in the locker room. He told me that DeAnthony Thomas called that during training camp. He said, the first time I touch the ball, I'm going to return it for a touchdown. So obviously you'd love to see that. Now let's switch it up a little bit and talk about some areas that a little bit concerned with, things that need to be figured out over the next three preseason games.
Well, A.J. Green's a stud, but that 50-yard post gets your attention. Andy Dalton, a good quarterback. That can't happen. You don't want to have a big play team and then just give them right back. And that happened a little bit tonight. There were just some issues, I think, in the secondary. I don't think anything changed from what we had discussed coming into the game. There's a wide open opportunity now in the secondary. I think there's 18 guys of safeties and corners on this team. Somebody's got an opportunity to jump up and take their career to another level. And that's why I think this next 7 to 8 to 9 days, this team doesn't play now for a week until a week from Sunday. Somebody's going to have to capture it. I will be honest with you, the emphasis, and maybe every team's going to be like this, the emphasis on defensive holding and illegal contact we saw tonight. I'm just somewhat fearful that play is just going to be called over and over and over again for everybody, and the DBs are going to have to adjust. And quite honestly, I don't know how you'd coach it. I don't know how they're going to adjust because it just feels like the pendulum has swung way too far maybe the other way, but we'll see how it goes. And yes, you're going to get some pass rush, and they had it tonight on like 6 sacks or so, but there's just going to be better technique and better ball skills on the back end of that defense.
That's great points in the defensive backs. Obviously things that we're going to continue to watch up at training camp. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.